emthethweni we-agent that I was still going to go and do Salma. I have done so, although it took a bit longer. The advice is that we have processed the bill and we have taken into consideration the proposals made to the portfolio committee, and we should consider the bill in terms of what we think is best as a portfolio committee, having taken into consideration presentations made before us. The issue of rules that have to accommodate the amendments that we are proposing is being dealt with, and the Deputy Speaker and all the presiding officers are working on a process that is going to allow us to process the bill as amended by the committee, having taken consideration of presentations made during the process of public hearings. And that is what Parliament's work is, that you hold public hearings for purposes of taking those inputs into consideration. That is what we have been advised to do. Thank you. It means that the bill that we are going to be passing here as a portfolio committee is with the amendments that we have effected. How that gets into the House is not our business. State law advisor, do you have anything to say?
I think I'll leave that to the parliamentary law advisor, will advise the procedure.
So we will then go through the bill as the state law advisor will go through the bill clause by clause.
Thanks, Chair. If you take the draft that was distributed at 1:15 in the committee, we'll go through that draft. We look at the second page of the document. Amendments agreed to. We can do it if the committee is agreeing to the amendments now. It will be amendments agreed to, but currently, as at this time, it's amendments proposed to. Okay, thanks. Transport Laws and Related Matters Amendment Bill B30 of 2012. The first amendment, proposed amendment, is to clause 3 of the bill, which is on page 3 of the bill. On page 3, item 1 of clause 3, on page 3, in line 3, to omit by the addition in subsection 3 for paragraph B. That's the first item of amendment. The second item is on page 3, in line 4, before the word of, to insert A, by the addition in subsection 3 for paragraph B. That will be inserted before of. On page 3, after line 7, to insert by the insertion in subsection 4 of the following paragraph after paragraph B. A new paragraph, which will be paragraph BA, will read, the agency, in cooperation with the municipality contemplated in subsection 4B2 and the province in which the proposed toll road is situated, has performed a socio-economic and traffic impact assessment pertaining to the proposed toll road, which must be submitted to the minister and made available to the province and every municipality contemplated in subsection 4B. And then the next proposed amendment, C, by the substitution in subsection C. Sorry, Chair, that's an error. The B should be subparagraph C then. Yeah. By the substitution in subsection 4 for paragraph C of the following paragraph. C, the agency, in applying for the minister's approval for the declaration, has forwarded its proposal in that regard to the minister, together with the report on the comments and representations that have been received, open bracket, if any, close brackets, full stop. In that report, the agency must indicate, subparagraph 1, the outcome of the assessment contemplated in paragraph BA, subparagraph 2, the extent to which any of the matters raised in those comments and the representations have been accompanied, and subparagraph 3, the steps proposed to mitigate against the impact or likely impact on alternative roads with regard to maintenance and traffic management that may result from the declaration contemplated in subsection 1. And those are all the amendments proposed to clause 3. Chair, if you want me to pause here for the committee to considering to vote before I proceed to clause 4?
Yes. Okay. Those are the amendments. Are we in agreement with those? Okay. Yes. Agreed to.
Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Oliver.
I'm very happy with the inclusion of those amendments, Chairperson.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair. We'll proceed to clause 4. Clause 4 is on page 3 of the bill. On page 3, in line 41, after following to omit subsection and to substitute subsection. Sorry. I think this. Okay. Sorry, Chair, this is supposed to be after the second subsection to substitute subsection. Wait, after omit. Sorry, let me just check. Yeah. To omit the second subsection and to substitute. So you read on page 3, in line 41, to omit. Sorry, this got encrypted between all the drafts. So it reads on page 3, in line 41, to omit the second subsection. To omit the second subsection and to substitute subsections. Sorry? Oh, it is correct in the original one, yeah. I don't know this one seems to, but I'll just align the small... grammatically, it's after that, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Beg your pardon, I'm cheating. So, Chairperson, with your permission. Okay, on page 3, which is the right page, in line 41, which is the correct line, after the word following, you can see there the word following, to omit subsection and to substitute with the word subsections. So it would read then, by insertion after subsection 1 of the following subsections. So it's correct. I think it's correct as the original reads.
And to substitute subsection. The second item on page 3, in line 44, to omit A. The third item on page 3, after line 44, to insert, that would be a new subsection, B1B. Before the minister makes any regulation contemplated in subsection 1,
The minister must submit a draft of the proposed regulation to Parliament for comment.
That those are the second the amendments of on clause 4 of the bill. I would like to hear the views of the committee.
Agreed.
Okay.
Though I reserve, I don't normally agree with police, but I agree today.
The issue here is that we are working as a committee and we are applying our minds in the interest of the public that we represent.
Yes.
And I would like then to... Can we then go through all the clauses of the bill? We are on section 1. Yeah.
Chairperson, sorry. You're welcome to go through it clause by clause and whatever and do it like that. But as the only representative of the opposition here, I don't have a problem with the text of the rest of the bill. You're welcome to read it line by line by line by line by line by line by line. My only question is I have to reserve my rights in terms of whether my party is going to vote for the whole ETOL bill. That is a decision I can't agree to now. I've got to get caucus tomorrow morning. But in terms of the text, the line by line reading of the full bill of the text, I'm happy with it. I don't believe that there are any problems, and I'm not going to object to the things that are in here. The only thing I have to reserve my rights on, whether there's something missing politically and in terms of funding and all of that, which my party will make a decision on, not me. But in terms of the text of the bill, if you want to have the secretary read it, that's fine. If you want to just read the title and we agree, that's also fine. If you want to go line by line by line, you're welcome to do that, but I'm not going to object to a particular comma or a particular line. I've read through the bill already, and I'm happy if the ANC is happy to accept it as a group. I think we did need to go line by line through the amendments. I think that was required, and I'm happy we did that. In terms of the original bill, we've read it about 10 times, but it's up to you. If you do want to go through the bill, that's fine. I'm just trying to save everybody a lot of reading.
Thank you. I think that is a fair proposal. We have spent a lot of time and tried to satisfy everybody in terms of processing this bill. I would not read the bill line by line. We have done so. I will just go through the normal processes that we are dealing with. The report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport on the Transport Laws and Related Matters Amendment Bill. We are dealing with the report of the Portfolio Committee on Transport on the Transport Laws and Related Matters Amendment Bill. B30-2012 of the National Assembly, Section 75, dated 21st November 2012. Before we go to that report, we then have to adopt the bill and approve the bill as a portfolio committee. The bill has been introduced in the National Assembly, proposed Section 75, and it is the Transport Laws and Related Matters Amendment Bill. The bill is published in the Government Gazette No. 3597 of 15 August 2012. And we have processed this bill, and I would then ask for a mover for the bill to be adopted. Honorable Suga.
Chairperson, I so move that we adopt the bill.
Can we have a seconder for the bill to be adopted? Honorable Moseba.
Mr. Chairperson, I second that the bill to be moved. Adopted, Chairperson.
Is there any member of the portfolio committee that is opposed to the bill being approved by the committee?
Chairperson, as I said, I can't vote in favour of the bill without my caucus. We've just amended it now, and so I can't. Please don't record my name on the register as having voted in favour of the bill. I need to reserve my rights. My caucus tomorrow morning will make a decision about whether to support the bill or not. I just don't want to put you in the awkward position where you say I didn't tell you and I cheated, and I'm not cheating. I'm telling you now, my caucus only sits tomorrow morning, and they have to advise me on whether or not we should vote in favour. So please don't put my name on the list as voting in favour. Just noting I reserve my rights till tomorrow morning till the caucus meets, and then they must make the decision. But in terms of the content, I think we've improved it substantially, and I just want to thank the committee for really trying to incorporate what we did here from the other parties. I wish we could have had Busa's input as well. I don't have control of that, but thank you at least for accepting the amendments that we did put in. I think we did the right thing for the public by improving the bill. So,
thank you very much, and the bill has been agreed to by the portfolio committee. Thank you. We will then go to the report. The report of the portfolio committee on transport, on the Transport Laws and Related Matters Amendment Bill, B30-2012, National Assembly Section 75, dated 21st November 2012. The Portfolio Committee on Transport, having considered the subject of the Transport Laws and Related Matters Amendment Bill, B30-2012, National Assembly Section 75, referred to it and classified by the JTM as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendments B30A-2012 report to be considered.
Chairperson, I have a question. Is that the report that we're going to table in the National Assembly?
This is the report that is going to the ATC.
Okay, it doesn't mention the things that we spoke about with the department in terms of the improvements that they will do in terms of, do you remember those things that I said I wanted to read this morning? The report should reflect that SANRAL has agreed to look into the signage and improve that, will look into their marketing campaign. You remember those things?
Those will go into the minutes of the portfolio committee, and also we can raise that during the debate.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much. Let me take this opportunity again to thank the department, SANRAL, the state law advisors, the parliamentary law advisor, and all members of the portfolio committee, the staff, and everybody that worked around on this bill. Thank you very much. You worked as a team and cooperated a lot. I wish we could carry the same spirit when we process other bills. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, before you go, I have a question about those minutes that you spoke about. The draft minutes, when will they be available? Sorry, I can't hear.
It's supposed to be from me to my manager within 2 full working days. So I have to listen to the recording so I can have the minutes ready in time to go to my manager for editing, and then it will be forwarded to the committee, probably by Monday, the latest.
Valerie can always deal with all this. I know they are always on each other's throat. Thank you.
I think that is a normal procedure. Mm-hmm. And if there is anything omitted, we can correct that from the minutes, because minutes are our minutes, and we are able to correct that. And also we have another opportunity of raising those issues through the debate in the House. Thank you very much. I declare the meeting closed. Thank you.